I think all of us know the story, the event in history back in, I guess it was maybe the early 70s, 60s, when Apollo 13 was going into space, and its mission, after having already landed on the moon, its mission was to continue on and to land on the moon and to do more testing and such. And we know from that movie that with Tom Hanks in it, the crew of three, when they went into space and they had some issues, and that famous line, "Houston, we have a problem." And then from there, we saw the rest of the story, how the ground crew, the crew in Houston at NASA, went through all these efforts after the initial kind of shock of this and what to do. They went through all these things to try to establish and to fix the problem. And after they went through, we saw in that scene, time and time again, they couldn't fix it. Then the astronaut that was supposed to be on the mission that was held back because of illness said, "You know what? We're going to go back to the beginning. We're going to start from scratch. We're going to start from the beginning and go over it again and go all the way back and start from the first step." That's what we do in Lent. We go back to the beginning. That's why today, beginning today, and throughout Lent, we read from Genesis and Isaiah and Proverbs, and we start from the beginning. And in Genesis in particular, we start from the beginning, which is that God created the world. God created our existence. God created us. We'll get to there in the next couple of days in terms of the reading. But for us to begin this journey of Lent this year and continue on in our journey towards salvation, we have to go back to the beginning and realize that it was God who created us and how we were created in His image and His likeness. We were created good. We were created uniquely. And so let us begin today, this year for Lent, to go back and reflect upon that. And in the many, many hymns and psalms that we read, just toward the end, we read the last three psalms, 48, 49, and 50. And those psalms express how we should go back to the beginning, and that is to praise God for His creation, to give thanks to Him and praise Him for the world He created for us to live in, the world He created for each and every one of us from the time and even before we were born to where we are in our lives now. And this is something to praise. This is something to be thankful for. And this is where we should begin this year for our Lent. So may He guide us on this journey as we continue on toward Pascha, the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord.